5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Pour one out for the Prince of Darkness today. Ozzy Osbourne. Crank it up for a sec, Jimmy.
He sampled Trick Daddy on this one. I know this beat.
All-time banger. May he rest in peace. Crank it up, Jimmy.
Minions. This is a big song in Despicable Me.
Going off the rails on a crazy train. This Friday, we had Ryan from Funky Buddha on with us yesterday. This Friday is the summer beer pairing dinner at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. And it is, a culinary feast presented by executive chef Jeff Vincent. We learned yesterday the amuse-bouche is the first course, kind of the little teaser for your mouth.
Right.
Then you got the first course, the second course, the third course, the fourth course is dinner. The menu is phenomenal. So if you're looking for something to do Friday night, go to funkybuddha.com or follow Funky Buddha Brewery on I was looking at their Instagram right now. Follow Funky Buddha Brewery on Instagram. And you can see everything that's coming up. See what they have there. Oh, poker returns tonight, says on their Instagram. Free Texas Hold'em starts at 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. tonight.
And the trick is to take your lady. Like, I know you take Lori. I've taken Asia. You take your lady and they see how good the food is. So now you can go drink your beer. They love a good meal. Their TVs are everywhere. Yeah, you gotta work the system now.
Magic the Gathering returns Thursday, 6:30 p.m. A big, big night at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. Couple things. Josh Appel, I got to text him and find out because I know this is a disaster. So Josh Appel, he comes on with us, he fills in for us. And he revealed last week, was it last week? Yeah, it must have been last week, that he had never seen Goodfellas, never seen Casino, never seen Scarface, never saw Donnie Brasco. So he texted me today, right around when the show was starting, Goodfellas on his TV. He was sitting down to watch Goodfellas. And what I said was, I texted him back, I said, it's not a 1 o'clock in the afternoon type of movie.
That's weird. Y'all put times on food, times on movies.
If you've never seen Goodfellas before, to sit down and watch it at a 1 o'clock showing on a Tuesday afternoon in your bright apartment townhome, that's just not the right vibe. He's not seeing it, as far as I'm concerned. And I know that he spends half his time on his phone and he's scrolling Twitter and he's texting me. So I'm having a tough, because I know what's going to happen. He's going to say, oh, it was fine or whatever. But if you're watching Goodfellas at 1 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon, are you really seeing Goodfellas? Now, if you've seen it a dozen times and it's on and you watch it, that's one thing. If you've never seen it before, are you really seeing Goodfellas if you're watching it at 1 in the afternoon on a summer day?
I'm with you. If you're going to make it something. You need the popcorn, dark room. Yeah, I think I'm kind of with you on this one.
Like proper movie watching time.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So I don't know. Now, in fairness, I haven't heard from him since 3:35. So maybe he really is locked in.
Yeah, because Goodfellas is about 2 hours. He won't be done for another half an hour.
I think it's probably longer than that.
He DM'd me 18 minutes ago.
He's playing on his phone.
So what'd he say?
It was about a video I posted. He responded to it. Yeah.
Ridiculous. Because what I said to him was, because he texted us the beginning, it was me and Whittingham on the thread, And I said, it's not an afternoon movie. And he said, either you want me to watch it or you don't. And I said, well, you're not watching it. And what I said was, this was like when you were in New Orleans for the Super Bowl and you went to Cafe Du Monde, except you went to a mall kiosk. And then you were like, oh, I had the beignets at Cafe Du Monde. And I'm like, you didn't. Like, you never really had the beignets there because you can't walk into Cafe Du Monde. There's no line, no one there, and think that you had the Cafe Du Monde experience. Isn't Appel the guy who said that he ordered Whataburger for the first time, but he had it Uber Eats over to his hotel?
I think that was Solana.
Was that you, Solana?
That was Goofball here.
You know what? That's right. That was you, Solana. So you never still had Whataburger because you never went to Whataburger.
No. I had it twice on that trip last year, SEC Media Days. This week, actually, last year, I had it twice. I Uber Eats it. I liked it so much the first night, Uber Eats. I Uber Eats it again the second night on the Orange Bowl's dime. I mean, it was the best meal I've ever had.
You've never had Whataburger.
I love Whataburger.
You can't.
No, I've had it twice.
No, you haven't, though. You had never been there before, right?
Never.
And so someone just delivered you a hamburger and fries in a paper bag to your hotel room.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've never had Whataburger. Mm-mm.
So what did I eat? What did I eat?
You ate Whataburger. You've never had Whataburger. Josh Appel has seen Goodfellas. He's never watched Goodfellas. You see what I'm saying?
If you want to go to a burger joint, go with Hawk because you get the full experience.
Right? You remember what happened when we went to Whataburger.
Gracious. He knows everybody. He asked for spicy ketchup. He asked him what's in the spicy ketchup. He tries to look in the kitchen.
I make it an experience.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a tour guide. I'm a culinary tour guide.
It really is. It's less about the food, more about what's the experience of being there.
Remember Dr. Chuck? Dr. Chuck famously heard us talk about Skyline Chili for days and days and days, and then Solana goes to Skyline Chili in Cincinnati, experiences it, and then Dr. Chuck, a doctor, orders Skyline Chili from Boca to, where is it, like on University Drive?
Commercial.
Yeah,
Commercial.
Like, I think it's further south than Commercial. Like there used to be one east, but that one closed. There's one out west.
Huh.
Dr. Chuck orders Skyline Chili, drives there, picks it up, drives it home back to Boca. So at least an hour in the car because he's doing it at rush hour. So from the Skyline Chili to his house in Boca, at least an hour. And he's like, I don't know. It was like a little soggy or something. Oh, really? Because it was on your dashboard for an hour, you dummy. But that's my point with Goodfellas at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, you're not really seeing it, right?
No, and I think we're old, Hawk, because I go through this with my entire family now. It's like, hey, we're sitting down. New movie came out. Hey, y'all, let's go watch the movie. And you sit down, Ava, Chan, and Asia all on their phone. I'm like, are we watching a movie or what are we doing right now?
You know what Lyle Hockman would have done to a young Mark Hockman if he drove me to Blockbuster, paid $2.50 for the movie I wanted to watch, and I came home and picked up my Mattel electronic football to play a little red dot LED video game while I was watching a movie that he just paid $2.50 for.
Go crazy.
He'd have slapped my head. He would have thrown that video game right across the room.
They have a hell of a comeback. Daddy, all you gonna do is go to sleep. Yeah, probably. That's the best thing in the world.
I don't know if I'm with you guys, though, because some of the best movie watching experiences I've had, Sunday afternoon, maybe it's like 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, had a early morning, sit down, just plop on the couch, HBO, what's on, and like Jurassic Park 3 is on. And you just, you I don't know. Like, there's something about, like, the Sunday afternoon.
I love a Sunday afternoon on the couch. You've gone for your walk. Yeah. It's just like you have a lazy few hours, but not to watch something you haven't seen before and feel like you're experiencing it.
Yeah.
That's for Shawshank Redemption. That's for something you've seen a million times. It's comfort food. You lay there on the couch.
Good
you
point. Good
half
point.
Doze off. You scroll Twitter. Yeah. 2 years ago today, by the way, Twitter changed its name to X.
That was 2 years ago?
2 years ago today.
Wow. Time flies. We're having fun, but time flies.
You know, you should put that. I know Solana just likes to copy and paste the...
coffee. Yeah, I like coffee. I do like coffee.
You like coffee, Hawk? He likes to copy and paste the,
you like coffee?
The show sheet every day.
What coffee type of coffee? And paste. What type of coffee?
But you should add to the on this day. 3 years ago today, the Florida Panthers traded Jonathan Huberdeau for Matthew Tkachuk. We should be reminded of that every year. Oh. And 2 years ago today, Twitter changed its name to X.
Hey, man, speaking of coffee, I don't know how this came up.
Well, I tried to say copy.
Cali Coffee is competing with Chick-fil-A on the customer service. Have y'all been to Cali Coffee?
Never heard of it.
Man, they do research on you.
C-A-L-I?
C-A-L-I, yes, Cali Coffee. They remember my kids' names. It's the craziest thing in the world. I'm almost, it's like intrusive because how much they remember us. Hey, Chaz, how are you doing? You're five, right? And I'm like, how the hell you know my son? Leave my son alone.
Cali what are you getting coffee. At this Cali coffee?
Well, I go for Asia. I don't drink coffee, but I go for Asia. I already got my Sutter Homes in the car, so I just drink wine, but I go get Asia some coffee.
I see right through you. Because you're the guy who says, you know, oh, I don't get the macchiato, tracchiato. And I know you're walking in there every day on your own. You're getting you're probably getting something with pumpkin spice, you fraud.
Yeah.
No. Pumpkin spice goes right along with raisins. Let me see what we get.
Jaws 3D was released to theaters on this day in 1983, by the way. My favorite Jaws movie.
Let me see. Cookies and cream coffee, medium, regular cold foam, chocolate drizzle, extra sweet, and a vanilla milkshake with whipped cream, medium.
Well, that, I mean, you're not getting coffee. Somebody's getting liquid cookies and cream, and somebody's getting a milkshake.
This is, I just have a text. That's what Asia tells, sends me to get. And I get it every time.
Today is David Spade's 61st birthday. And I saw that this morning, and I was trying to, like, is there a Mount Rushmore of David Spade movies?
No.
Obviously, Tommy Boy is on there.
But he's never the A. He's never an A in any movie.
Right. Chris Farley's the funny guy in Tommy Boy.
The Wrong Missy.
The Wrong Missy is up there for me. So that was on my Mount Rushmore. I was having a tough time with the fourth one because I had Tommy Boy, Joe Dirt,
yeah.
The Wrong Missy. By the way, he walked, Joe Dirt walked Morgan Wallen into his concert in Arizona. David Spade's from Arizona. So Morgan Wallen's walking underneath the tunnel. You know, he had Jason Taylor here. And there's like a janitor cleaning with a mop. And it's David Spade dressed as Joe Dirt. I mean, it's undeniable. And he walked him into the concert. But what's the fourth? Is it like grown-ups? Because he's not really the movie's funny, but he's not the star, is he?
Black Sheep, Tommy Boy.
But those are Chris Farley. Like, I'll give you Tommy Boy.
Benchwarmers.
I never saw
Benchwarmers. Tell you, have you seen The Do-Over with Adam Sandler?
No.
It's pretty funny.
No, it's not. It's terrible.
You don't like The Do-Over?
How could you hate Untamed on Netflix and like The Do-Over? That tells me everything I need to know about you.
Because Untamed, I'm just watching a man ride around on a horse for 40 minutes until he sees a blood splatter on a tree. The Do-Over has continuous action.
I'm lost. I haven't seen either of these.
The Emperor's New Groove.
Let's do. Let's do headlines.
Do you like to see Yosemite Park and an old white man ride around on horses? Go watch Untamed. You'll be set.
It's not my. I don't know. I'm not a huge Yosemite Sam guy.
Okay.
So
this has nothing to do with Yosemite Sam. We covered that.
Man, I wish Yosemite Sam was in this damn show. It might be better if he was out there shooting guns, chasing a rabbit.
Headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Okay, Tyreek Hill spoke to the media today, and he talked about new mentality and how he feels like the team has matured. Mentioned himself. He mentioned Mike McDaniel.
They didn't practice today, did they?
No, first practice tomorrow.
Media availabilities?
Yeah, first practice tomorrow. Only four players met with the media today. Darren Waller was one of them, but he has been placed, along with Liam Eikenberg, on the physically unable to perform list. Afitu Melifonwu, we call him Iffy. He's on the non-football injury list. And the Dolphins did sign Daniel Brunskill. I had never heard of him, but a pretty long career in the NFL. Has been starting for a couple teams over the past couple years.
What is it? I'm going to click on the article here in a second. But Chris Perkins tweets, Dolphins' Darren Waller is a success regardless of season's outcome. What do you think that's about?
Coming back to the NFL, being able to stay in shape.
Overcoming, being able to persevere.
Right. Yeah, because he talked about some of the mental hurdles over the past couple of years that he was away from the league.
Let's see what it says.
Then he got divorced, right?
Got divorced. He was dealing with some stuff, though, right? I mean, there was...
It says, I'm just skipping down towards the middle. Waller is sober, and he's playing football again. That's a success, considering he missed the 2017 season on an NFL-mandated substance abuse suspension and surprisingly retired after the 2023 season. Nowadays, he's got a different approach to life and football. I don't think I knew all that stuff.
Yeah. He was on the pivot talking about his substance abuse. Then I asked him to go to the strip club with me, and he looked at me crazy.
Probably not the best place to recover.
You have to drink if you don't want to, but you can see these dibbles and dabbles.
Chris Perkins writes in the Sun Sentinel, I'm just going down towards the bottom, the puzzling part of this acquisition, aside from Waller abruptly retiring, is he'll be 33 in September, and the Dolphins are on a youth movement, plus active tight ends were available. But Waller's strong relationship with Dolphins OC Frank Smith was a determining factor in joining the Dolphins. Frank is my guy, Waller said. Yeah, more like his history.
He's going to get the ball early and often in the season.
I don't know.
You don't often throw to the tight end when you're playing from behind.
Are we overhyping? I'm just asking the question here. Are we overhyping Darren Waller? Like, are we setting expectations here? That
what are the expectations? Jonnu Smith?
No,
that's what it is. Is
those numbers from last season?
No, but that he's going to be a starting caliber tight end. I think that's the expectation. He's not going to be Jonnu Smith. I think it's that he's going to be a starting caliber tight end. He's going to be able to play 15 to 17 games. And he's going to play most of the snaps at tight end for the Dolphins. And look, like, I hope so, but I don't know if that's realistic to expect from a guy who hasn't been in the league for 2 years and at his age. Genuinely, I don't know.
I think so. I think they saw what Jonnu did last year, and they have now a faster Jonnu. Jonnu's stronger, but I would say Darren has – 2 years ago, and he's removed, to your point, Solana, but 2 years ago, he has better hands than Jonnu and is faster than Jonnu. So what can I do with that guy? And I think that's why Frank Smith brought him in, because he knows what he can do if he's at his top level.
Just feel like we're setting ourselves up here for – and it, not to – it's not a detriment on him. I just think, look, You're getting what you paid for. And how many guys across the NFL who make $2 million at that position end up having, like, great seasons, great tight end seasons? Not many, man. At $2 million, guys who aren't rookies, not many. There's a reason why he's making that much money in Miami and didn't go and get paid somewhere else. I know he wanted to come here, wanted to play with a specific coach, but, like, there's a reason why he's taking that paycheck.
How much did he make in his career? We know.
He killed. He hit the – who did he hit? The Raiders in the head. Raiders. He hit somebody in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, career earnings, Darren Waller, $44 million.
And you know what, Solana? I know Julian Hill is going to have a breakout season in your mind. But Darren Waller is the best tight end on our roster right now.
Right. That's without question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's not good.
Right. Well, it could be good. Again, if he's the Darren Waller of a few seasons ago, it's great.
Yes.
If he looks like he was recently retired, then no, that's a really bad thing to say about your tight end group.
And honestly, to your point, and you know, like I said, I did this earlier in the show, and I hate to say on Solana's point because you're going to say something crazy after this. Mm-hmm. For him to start camp on PUP list as an old retired guy, that doesn't look good. So you come in, we give you $2 million with incentives, and you're still not ready to play football and you didn't play last season, that doesn't look good. I don't know what it is, if it's roster play or just moving people around or putting people on to sign people, whatever it is, but it doesn't look good to Solana's point.
All right, so we're starting Julian Hill and I'm gonna bet him anytime Julian Hill touchdown every game. It's done.
All right.
Boom.
Fair enough.
How many touchdowns does he have?
Zero.
And his whole career.
He almost had one because me and Tobin, we did all of Game Day Uncensored last year. We were betting.
He almost had one, huh?
Julian Hill touchdowns. And last year.
So did Antonio Callaway.
He caught a pass last year. I don't know if you guys remember. He caught a pass inside the 5-yard line, took two steps. He's at the three. He fumbled at the 3-yard line. And that was the closest he got to a touchdown all season.
Can't believe I don't remember that. Tell me how the play went again. It's hard to believe I don't remember this.
He catches an out route, fumbles on the two, and the other team gets it. Yeah, nothing I need to put in the old memory bank.
Marlins do play tonight, but against the Padres. Tomorrow's the first practice for the Miami Dolphins, and the MLS All-Star Game is tomorrow in Austin. I mentioned it a couple times. Leo Messi and Jordi Alba are supposed to be representing Inter Miami. The question is, will Leo Messi play? That's what everybody wants to know. He wasn't at today's like media practice availability with all the MLS All-Stars. And there is a clause in the MLS that if a player does not play in the MLS All-Star Game who was selected to the team, they can't play in the following match. So Inter Miami plays Saturday, I think, against Cincinnati before the league takes a break for what is that, Champions Cup or whatever it's called?
No, League's Cup.
League's Cup. Thank you, Jimmy. But we'll see. Like, does Messi end up playing just a couple minutes so that he's eligible to play that game? That's a big game for Inter Miami. Or does he just say bleep it, doesn't play, and the MLS is kind of going to turn a blind eye because it's Leo Messi and they want him to play? All new territory. All right, guys, your weather. Hot in South Florida. It's like, I don't know, 80-something degrees.
Billion degrees.
Yeah. 89 degrees. Look at that. I didn't even know this. I had the weather on my Apple Watch. How about that? Don't even have to open up the phone. And the lows will be in the upper 70s. That's your weather.
All right. By the way, our sister station, Kiss Country, is bringing back Stars and Strings. Dirk Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Top, Hudson Westbrook. It's at Hard Rock Live November 6th. If you want to win tickets, code word today is HARD. Text the word HARD, H-A-R-D, to 20357. That's 20357. Tickets are on sale now at starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. you want more info, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. Text the word hard to 20357 if you want to win those tickets. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour continues to roll on. Do not go anywhere.
Y'all got to get the Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. I've been going there since 2005. They've been blessing South Florida delicious food since 1951. Go see my man Jose, his amazing staff, and get all your delicious food, the best prices. Competes right there with the big grocers. Oh, my goodness. They're amazing. DelawareChicken.com. That's the website. DelawareChicken.com. All your lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, shrimp, fish, alligator, venison. You don't feel like cooking? They got burgers. Sandwiches already made, fried chicken, roasted chicken. They have all the sides that are made in-house daily and fresh. They have the buffalo chicken dip, but the smoked fish dip now. It's a meal in itself. Smoked tuna with the onions and the seasoning. Oh, my God. Get your smoked fish dip. It is off the chain. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. When you know what you want, call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Place your order. It'll be packaged ready. When you get there, they'll bring it out to the car. Curbside delivery is available for you because all they want to do is what they've been doing for the Crowder family for 21-plus years. In South Florida since 1951, my man Jose wants to get delicious food back to your tailgate, your watch party, families in a romantic dinner, your wedding, your birthday, you're eating by yourself. Just get delicious, fresh, the best tasting food you can get at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They are located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. When y'all get down there, grab your Crowder powder, all three blends, and tell them Crowder sent you.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'd like to officially go on record. I am wearing underwear today.
Another great banger from Ozzy Osbourne. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Sad couple of days. Malcolm Jamal Warner yesterday. Ozzy Osbourne today. Things happen in threes too. Anywho.
Jeez.
Gives you something to think about.
Jeez, man. Kind of morbid by you, bro.
Depressing. Man. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Don't forget, Friday, summer beer pairing dinner. If you want to get your tickets, it's limited. If you want to get your tickets, go to funkybuddha.com or follow Funky Buddha Brewery on social media. Yeah, that Malcolm Jamal Warner story is horrible. It was sucked into a current in Costa Rica. It was just on a beach vacation with his family.
What?
Yeah, drowned.
Oh, my God.
Ozzy passed away today, 76 years old. So he had his farewell concert a couple weeks ago. Did you see any of that?
I watched now, you know, over the commercial breaks, him sitting in a chair. He's gripping that microphone. You can tell, like, he's going through it, but the entire...
Well, he's got Parkinson's.
Right.
He had Parkinson's.
The entire crowd singing along with him. That's cool, man. That's cool that he got to experience that.
It was really something. And everybody came out for that show. So Guns N' Roses performed. Like, it was a huge day-long festival. They raised a ton of money for charity, and that's the first place that he had a Black Sabbath concert. So it was Back to Where It Started, which is what it was called, Back to Where It Started. And he performed with Black Sabbath. It was a farewell tour, and he did his solo hits as well. But if you want to look one up that'll give you chills, he does Mama, I'm Coming Home, which is one of his hits. And knowing that he was going to pass a couple weeks later, and he's giving you everything he's got, and there are fans in the crowd, and they're crying as they're watching him because they know it's going to be his last performance. You don't know he's going to pass away. But they're crying. The lyrics, Mama, I'm Coming Home. You watch it now. I'm telling you, you get chills. Absolutely get chills. That is a rock legend.
Seriously, man. Seriously.
Now, where do I go from there?
I don't know.
Jimmy, you got any ideas? I'm going to lighten the mood here after I just brought everybody down.
Yeah, you did. It's kind of hard to bring it back up.
Take off your shirt,
I got
Jimmy.
Nothing.
Take off your shirt, Jimmy. That'll lighten the mood a little bit.
I don't know if we want to do that. You got nothing, Jimmy?
I got nothing.
All right. Crowder, he just left to go do his stuff in New York. But he is so, I mean, I shouldn't say strange, but he's flying back from New York tonight at midnight. Or no, he'll get in at midnight.
Get in at midnight, yeah.
And he's got to be in Tampa tomorrow at 9 a.m. Which might beg the question, well, why not just fly directly into Tampa?
Right.
But he said, well, I don't have any clothes in Tampa.
He cuts his show-ending time, flight time, very close, by the way.
Very close. He is not a nervous traveler. Crazy. I don't know if I'm a nervous traveler, but I don't like to show up at the airport and have to get shuttled through every line because you're the guy who's running late. He doesn't care.
It's crazy. Just a little behind the scenes. A lot of times Crowder has to catch a flight. He's in his office. He has to catch a flight. And, you know, it'll be whatever, 5:45. He signs off and he's like, yeah, I got to hit it. I got a flight at 6:45. I'm like, bro, you should be on the plane right now. What are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm good. Yeah. I got TSA. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, tomorrow we'll have a little Dolphins practice to actually talk about. They'll be hitting the field early in the morning.
I bet
second day of ACC media days as well.
Yeah, I bet Tua will talk tomorrow, Hawk. It's my guess.
Very possible. Mike McDaniel, maybe?
Yeah, for sure. Practice day, he always talks before practice day.
And we'll have an opportunity to hear from everybody on the first day of practice. Today was the first day of camp. And then tomorrow on the show, not only will Zach Gelb join us, Adam Schefter from ESPN will join us tomorrow. So we'll talk some serious NFL with him. By the way, if you want to see the Zach Brown Band at the Sphere in Vegas in December, it's very easy to enter. Log on to the Odyssey app and listen to WQAM for at least an hour a day. If you want more chances, listen every day. That's how you accrue your chances to win. Winner receives round-trip airfare to Vegas, two tickets to see Zach Brown, and a two-night stay at the Venetian Resort in Vegas, which is connected to the Sphere. So don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Do that right now. Listen for an hour every day at least. It's a national contest. If you want more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach, Z-A-C. And special thanks to Messina Touring Group for making it all happen. All right, I want to tell you about my good friends in the award-winning team at Doral Volkswagen. Right now, you can select from a huge inventory of new Volkswagen models like the Atlas, Tiguan, and Taos. They have the perfect new Volkswagen for you in stock and ready for immediate delivery. With competitive financing and flexible lease options, you'll get the best deal at Doral Volkswagen. Nobody sells for less. That is Doral Volkswagen. All right, everybody, have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Marlins. We will speak with you mañana. Ba 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 ba